I'm going to give you the latest regarding the planned ICE detention center in Roxbury, New Jersey. Project Ninja and New Jersey Appleseed, they've sent a letter to the DHS Office of the Inspector General. That's the advisory board that audits the DHS purchases of warehouses for use as detention facilities. They outline a few legal violations and irregularities in the DHS purchase of the warehouse in Roxbury. Give you some of the info here. DHS appears to have had no legal representation. Meaning here, DHS does not appear to have been represented by any attorney in a transaction that cost taxpayers $129.3 million. Individuals signed closing documents on DHS's behalf described himself as its legal representative, but doesn't have a law degree. DHS appears to have overpaid more than $67 million in the deal that enriched Goldman Sachs. They paid $129.3 million for the warehouse that had an assessed value of $62.2 million. DHS and Goldman Sachs appear to have intentionally violated New Jersey law. Goldman Sachs, as the seller, aided by DHS as the buyer, appears to have violated New Jersey law by failing to provide the required one-month notice to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection of the purchase of the warehouse. That's in violation in terms of a conservation easement, and the DHS neglected to perform and ignored findings from basic due diligence revealing the facility cannot be used as intended. Other than that, everything is just fine. We'll see what the response to all this is. I'll keep you posted.